so intense you will find yourself asking,
is this really Christian?
Yes, it is. And now, for the host of My Dad Rocks, here is Pastor Alan Ward.
Hello, hello, hello. I hope you are having a great day today. And if not, well, perhaps something you hear today will change all that for you. And not just for today, but for a lifetime, for an eternity, in fact, forever. Now, this is your hour of power. It's rock and roll for your soul. Playing the best of Christian rock and heavy metal from the 80s and 90s. This is the My Dad Rocks radio show. It's good to be with you today, and boy, you're going to need to buckle up today because we are going to be listening to some fast and furious music. I've got a lot of good stuff for you today, a lot of heavier stuff for you today, and we're going to warm up, though. Don't worry. No strenuous exercises of the ear here until we've warmed up good and proper, and we're going to warm up with Mastodon and John Elefante. He was a former lead singer for Kansas back in the day. And has a Christian rock band called Mastodon. This is off their new album, Revolution of Mind. This is called You Can't Take Anything Hey, John Elefante and Mastodon. You can't take anything. You know, in that song, he alluded to a battle that is raging. A battle that is raging over our souls. And it is really true. There is a battle raging. And our next artist is going to expand upon that theme. And here we go. We're going to get Fast and Furious here with Tourniquet, Swarming Spirits. Tourniquet, Swarming Spirits, as only Tourniquet can do. That's off their very first album, self-titled Tourniquet. I encourage you to pick it up. It's really great. They changed lead singers after about the third album, and I don't know that it was as great without his vocals. But anyways, great band, Tourniquet, still producing music now, today, actually. But there, you know, they sang about that spiritual war that's going on. The devil is calling out through the voice of foolishness to us all. You know, according to King Solomon, foolishness says, "Whoever is naive, let him turn in here. And to him who lacks understanding," she says, that is foolishness, "stolen water is sweet and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he does not know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of Sheol or hell." And that means that the devil calls through foolishness and he says, hey, the forbidden things, the sinful things, hey, they're sweet and pleasant. And in other words, the devil is basically baiting his hook through our fleshly desires so that when we bite into them, we're really blinded, and we give into them, we're really blinded to what his real agenda is for us because of the pleasure that we experience in these sinful things. And that's what the Apostle James was talking about in James chapter 1, verses 12 through 15. He says, "Let no one say when he is tempted, 'I'm being tempted by God,' for God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he's carried away and enticed by his own lust, his own desires. Then when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death." That's James 1, 12 through 15. Death is what the devil wants for us all. That is his agenda. Steal, kill, and destroy, Jesus said in John 10, 10. But he can't just come right out and say that. So he hides his agenda behind fleshly pleasure so that you and I willingly take the bait, unaware that there is a hook waiting to pierce our souls and drag us into the hands of hell. But there's another voice calling out to us. Jesus Christ calls out to us through the voice of wisdom. And that's what Deliverance sings about in their song, "If You Will." I apologize for that deliverance. You only heard one track of that. For some reason, we can't yet figure out. We only put out one side of the communication there, deliverance. But that was a great song. I wish you could have heard the full effect with the dueling guitars there. But nonetheless, you get a taste and a sample of how awesome Deliverance was as a group back in the early 90s of Christian hard rock and heavy metal. You know, there are many. That song was about, if you will, choose Christ, that the voice of wisdom calls out every day for you to surrender to Christ. And there are many who think they have chosen Christ, but they don't live for Jesus. They think they are in good with God, but they don't really live in obedience to him. And Jesus says in Luke 6:46, he told the people of his day, he said, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?" The Apostle John said over in 1 John 2:3-6, "By this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. The one who says, 'I have come to know him,' and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know we are in him. The one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked." That is, we're to live like Jesus and follow God and obey his word. That's what Jesus did when he was alive. And those who follow him naturally try to do the same thing. Well, you know, where are you at in that? I hope that you are doing what you say and being what you say you are, because if you're not, you're being a hypocrite. And Bloodgood sings a song about that called "You Lose." That's Bloodgood singing "You Lose," and the song is about being a hypocrite, doing the right things outwardly in front of people, but inside being somebody totally different. And, you know, hypocrites will perish in the fires of hell. That's what Jesus indicated as he spoke to the Pharisees, who were professional hypocrites. You know, there are some who, because they perform the right rituals and follow the right kinds of rules, they think God is okay with them. And they do the right things outwardly in front of people, as we said, but inside their hearts, they still really love sin. They delight in sin. And Jesus said this of the Pharisees over in Matthew 25 and verses 27, 28. He said this, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you clean the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside they are full of robbery and self-indulgence." And Jesus went on to say, "They are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness in the inside. They appear righteous outwardly, but on the inside, they're full of hypocrisy and lawlessness," Jesus said. You know, some of you are saying right now, "Well, that's exactly why I don't go to church. There are too many hypocrites." Well, and I would say you're right. There are a lot of hypocrites in church, but there are hypocrites in everything else, too. You know, there are hypocrites in politics, yet we still keep voting. There are hypocrites among actors, yet we still rent their movies. You know, there are hypocrites in our families, yet we still attend family gatherings. So what's the difference with there being hypocrites in the church? You're still, supposed to attend. And the reason why that's important is because in attending church, you're going to hear something that you need to hear, because there's coming a day when we're all going to die. And Applehead sings a song about this called 6 Feet Under.
Let us faithfully and lovingly remember our brother, whom God has taken to himself.
Six Feet Under by Applehead. You know, that was talking about being buried and gone. And, what are people going to say after you're gone? And in that instance, he was singing about possibly a friend or someone he knew that was a Christian. And he knew that he was a Christian. And when he died, he would be with them in heaven. And that was a comfort to him. You know, a striper sings a song about what's true of us all, that the end is coming. And the name of Striper's song is "The Writing's on the Wall." Give it a listen.
You
The writing's on the wall. That was Stryper singing for you. You know, life is coming to an end. Your life, my life, all lives are going to come to an end. And this world is going to come to an end. The writing's already on the wall, in other words. The Bible declares it's true. God's already said it. It's going to happen. We don't know when, but it's going to happen. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And it says that the wages of those sin is death. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift, free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord, Romans 6:23. That means that you and I are going to die because we all have sin. And sin is a disease that is 100% fatal. There's no escaping from physical death. And unfortunately, there is something coming after death that we must all face as well. We all got to face death, but we also have to face the judgment of God. And the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews 9:27, "It's appointed unto man to die once, and after this comes judgment." And we're going to have to face the judgment of God. And Barron Cross sings about what they envision that day will look like as they, you know, portray a man who dies and goes to heaven and has a conversation with the holy and righteous judge. Here's Barron Cross singing "Living Dead."
Living.
Living Dead. That was Baron Cross singing Living Dead. You know, they say about a scary time when somebody's going to stand before God, and that's going to happen. Maybe not exactly like they envisioned it, but that will happen according to the Bible, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, let's listen to Letter 7 sing Judgment Day.
The Son of God is coming.
letter seven with Judgment Day. You know, that day they were talking about there is mentioned in the book of Revelations, chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. The Apostle John said, "Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books, according to their deeds. And the sea gave up their dead which were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every one of them according to their deeds. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire." Well, what a scary day that's going to be. But you know what? There is a way to escape the fire. You can come through that fiery judgment as if you are fireproof. And that's what Pillar sings about. Fireproof by Pillar. You know what? If you surrender your life to Jesus Christ, you will be fireproof. You'll escape the fires of hell. Paul, speaking about the testimony of the lives of the believers there in Thessalonica, said in 1 Thessalonians 1, 9 and 10, he says, "They themselves report about us what kind of reception we had with you and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God." And he said, "And to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, that is Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath to come. If you and I will turn from our sins and surrender to Christ to serve God, then Christ will rescue us from the wrath to come." You see, Jesus Christ is a warrior, and he comes to rescue us. Take My Hand. That was Rob Rock singing I Am a Warrior about Jesus Christ. Take his hand. Give your life to him. He will lead you to the promised land. In other words, he will lead you to heaven. He will lead you not only to heaven, but he'll lead you to an abundant life here on earth. And the reason he can do that is because he is more than a man. And that's what Striper is going to sing us out with today. And we'll see you next week. God bless.
You're listening to 830 AM KSDP and K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
It's now time for the marine weather forecast. Starting with Area 150, coastal waters south of the Alaska Peninsula, Sitka to Castle Cape. Small craft advisory tonight and Friday. Today, variable winds 10 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, east winds 15 knots, becoming north 25 knots after midnight, seas 5 feet with rain. For Friday, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet with rain showers. Friday night, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet. Saturday, west winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet. For Area 155, coastal waters south of the Alaska Peninsula, Castle Cape to Cape Saratref. Today, southwest winds 20
from
knots.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Fugitive leader Muammar Gaddafi, despite being forced into hiding by rebel forces, is saying the fight for Libya isn't over. In an audio message, Gaddafi says, "We won't surrender," and that tribes loyal to him remain well-armed and are preparing for a long battle. The statement was broadcast today on Syrian television. Meanwhile, world leaders were meeting in Paris today. Speaking through an interpreter, French President Nicolas Sarkozy said NATO will keep up the pressure on Gaddafi and his regime.
"We are determined to continue with NATO strikes for as long as Mr. Gaddafi and his supporters represent a threat."